Well, the National Weather Service office in Pleasant Hill, which is the Kansas City area, has issued a winter storm watch right now, folks. It's in effect for Sunday for parts of northern Missouri. NWS says 4+ inches of snow expected from St. Joseph to Kirksville. However, there are other areas, too, that you need to be concerned about that we should see some snow. I'm Brian Helsworth. Spencer Mell joins me. He is with the National Weather Service, so he's a meteorologist with them in Pleasant Hill. Spencer, what are we looking at right now for Sunday?
Right now we're looking for a storm system to move into the area. Going to start out as rain, but then quickly transition to snow. And we're looking for some pretty healthy snowfall totals. Could see some snowfall from 4, maybe up to 8 inches across northern Missouri. And as you get further south into central Missouri, could look for accumulations from about 2 to 4 inches.
When we say 4 to 8 inches, what's the time frame we're looking at for those 4 to 8 inches, and what are some of the towns that could be impacted by that?
Sure. Right now we're looking for, again, that transition to happen during the Sunday morning hours. So basically from late Sunday morning through Sunday afternoon is when we're going to see the bulk of that accumulation occur. And that's going to be from St. Joe to Kirksville along that line in areas north.
Gotcha. So really, that northern corridor up there in the state of Missouri. You mentioned as well wind. How big is that going to be? How big of a factor?
We could see winds from 35 to 45 miles an hour, so that's going to cause some big problems with travelers out there as far as blowing and drifting snow and even create perhaps some whiteout conditions out there for people that are out on the roads.
In terms of central Missouri, Columbia, Jefferson City, what are those towns looking at?
Right now we're looking at lower snowfall totals there, more on the 1 to 2 inch range. But again, those winds are going to be strong there as well. So there's going to be some issues with some blowing and drifting snow and reduced visibilities there as well.
How soon before you think we'll see a warning? It's a watch right now. When does that switch over to a warning?
Typically, in that 24 to 36 hour time frame before the event is when we typically would go out with a warning. It's basically to fine tune the areas that are going to see the heaviest precipitation, the heaviest snowfall amounts.
Yeah. And again, you're looking at sometime Sunday morning, again, ballpark time when you think this rain will start changing to snow.
As you get into northwest Missouri, we could see that rain transition to snow as early as, say, 3 a.m. in the morning. As you get down towards the Kansas City area, we're probably looking at about after 6 a.m., probably more towards 9 a.m. before we see those temperatures start to dip a little more below freezing and we get those accumulations.
And snow in Columbia probably much later than that, I guess.
Yeah, we're looking probably more into the early afternoon hours before the temperatures maybe get cool enough to start to see that transition to snow across central Missouri.
Anything you'd like to add?
Just for those who are traveling out there this holiday weekend, obviously a high-volume traffic situation. If you can push your travel plans up to Saturday to get back to your locations, that would be great. If not, it may be best served to wait it out until Monday, because this storm does look like it's going to pose some very difficult travel for people out there during the end of the holiday weekend.